We all have a yearning for love, but relationships can be confusing and complicated. Dr. Tammy Balaszewski says it all starts from within. It starts with a journey to center. Here's your host for Journey to Center on Empower Radio, Dr. Tammy Balaszewski.
Hello, you sweet, sweet soul. I'm so honored to be spending a little bit of time and dancing together energetically with you on this exquisite day. You know, I often say our biggest challenges and opportunities to grow our souls come in the area of love and relationships, career and money, and the third area is body and health. If you haven't struggled in any of these areas, you're a very unique human being indeed. And if you have or are struggling with relationships, money, or health, my guest today may have some powerful and empowering information for you about how to learn what you need to learn and invite more of what you really want in your life by virtue of tapping into your own divine guidance and intuition. We're here with Dr. Lisa Kay. Lisa has developed some very helpful methods and techniques to improve the quality of life. She did it for herself by developing her intuition, and it worked so well, she became inspired to help others do the same. She shared her simple tools and techniques with family and friends, and then expanded her reach to help hundreds of people around the world, often with immediate and stunning results. Lisa then went on to write a book to help whoever wants it develop their intuition from scratch. It's called Intuition on Demand, and it provides clear, comprehensive techniques that are down to earth, easy to understand, and that work. So, Dr. Lisa, thank you for saying yes to a second show with me here on Journey to Center.
Oh, thanks so much for having me back. It's great to be with you, Tammy. I just love talking to you.
Oh, I just love our energy together, and I love that you're sharing your wisdom and tools and experiences with our audience. So thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. Glad to be here.
Yes, 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 me too. So in our last show, you talked a little bit, you touched on this area where you said intuition didn't just improve your life, it actually saved your life. So I'd like to know more about that.
Okay, let me tell you the story. I'll try to make it short.
Tell me the story.
So it was summer time, and I say that because I got the flu, or what I thought was the flu. And people don't get the flu in the summer, but it seemed, you know, I had a low grade fever and a little achy. But the thing was, along with it, I would get these bouts of shaking. My heart would race. And I thought that's a little weird, especially when you're lying down. And but I kind of dismissed it. But the bouts of my heart racing would come and go, and it started to get worse. And one night I woke up and I was shaking so much that I couldn't hold a glass of water, and just head to toe shaking. And I told my husband, you know, I have to go to the hospital. I don't know what this is. So I went to the hospital. The ambulance took me there, and they did tests, and they said, we discovered you have bacteria in your blood, but you're not shaking anymore. So to get the bacteria, just take some antibiotics, you know, pills, and, you know, go see your doctor. You'll be fine. So I did that, and it didn't help. I kept having these bouts of shaking and my heart racing, and I felt I was going to pass out lying down. So one time it got so bad that my hands turned white, and I went back to the hospital, and same thing, took blood, said, you still have bacteria in your blood, but, you know, you're not shaking anymore, go home. I said, wait a minute. What's this where I was short of breath, I could hardly breathe, and my heart's racing, and what is that? That's doesn't seem, you know, normal. And they said, oh, that was fear. You're hyperventilating. And don't worry your little pretty little head over it.
Okay.
And I was like, no,
there's something more going on here.
Okay. I don't think so. I was like, you know, I've been really afraid before, and that wasn't it. So I went home, and they made me leave. And it was the weekend, and now I'm thinking, this is not right. You know how sometimes you know your body tells you this is not good? There's something really wrong. And so I turned to my intuition, and I said, and I received that I should see a specialist. And Okay, good. Now, but it's like Friday, 5 o'clock. Who am I going to call? A Saturday, I tried to call doctors. Of course, nobody's responding. And I didn't know what to do. Now I started to feel weaker. I couldn't stand up for longer than a minute or two and without my heart doing this thing. And I started to get, I was afraid. And I turned to my intuition again. And I was guided to take this book off my shelf that was How to Find the Best Pediatrician. I didn't know why I had to read it, but I felt like I had to. So I started reading this book. And as I'm reading it, the word pediatrician comes up over and over and over and over again, of course. And I realized, wait a minute, my pediatrician for my son is a friend of mine, and he lives down the street. Maybe he could help me. So I go to pick up the phone to call him. It's now Sunday. And I hear my intuition say, he's away on vacation. Leave a detailed message. So I pick up the phone and it rings and rings and he doesn't pick up and I leave a detailed message. Later that day, he calls back and he says, I just got your message. I was away on vacation. I know exactly what you need to do. You need to see an infectious disease specialist right away. I know someone who will see you tomorrow. And he did. I got to see the specialist, and he did tests, and he determined that I had a heart infection, and he put me in the hospital. And I was basically going into what's known as sepsis, where you know, it's a bad thing. They gave me intravenous antibiotics, not the pills, and. You know, long story short, after many weeks of treatment, I was cured. But, you know, I think had I not listened to my intuition and just listened to the doctor saying, go home, just take your pills, you'll be fine, I don't know that I'd be here.
Wow. And I do feel like you're bringing up such a valid point. I mean, it can be compelling to give our power away to others, especially if, you know, somebody has a lot of credentials or initials, or if they're a doctor.
Absolutely. Yeah. Especially doctors. We trust them, you know.
We do. We trust them with our health. But I think cultivating that relationship with our intuition can really support us to be able to really access our inner wisdom is so vital. And, you know, I started the show out by speaking of the opportunity to be able to tap into our intuition to improve our financial situation, or careers, love, relationships, health, body. That's a really incredible example of taking care of your physical self and your health by virtue of listening deeply to your inner wisdom. Mm-hmm. But you also say intuition isn't just an inner dynamic, it's an outer dynamic as well. It's something we can ask outwardly and find information outwardly. Can you talk a little bit more about that and how we can use it to improve our relationships or careers?
Well, I believe that, you know, that intuition is a way to get information that is not accessible from things that we've just learned, you know, things, it's information from outside of us. And where it comes from, I like to think that it's from, you know, again, this universal consciousness or you know, God, if you will, or our angels or guides. And this is one way to connect with that from outside of us. And it's not just the reservoir of knowledge we've accumulated through education or experience. And, you know, there's also a wealth of information within us, which has been accumulated through through, I believe, energetically, metaphysically, but as well as, you know, through this intuitive guidance is, you know, channeled into us that we can get to, that's there, that we just don't access. We don't access it because we're not used to it. And I believe that, you know, when you learn how to do that, that you can now have access to information that can help you in all different areas of your life. Mm-hmm. So whether it be, you know, and as you mentioned earlier in the show, that there are three areas in your life that we all need help with. And that's, you know, that's love, our relationships, that's, you know, our career and money. And then, of course, our health. And for me, it as I just explained, it helped me with my health situation. So, and it's just because it's there to serve you. It's that your intuition's there to help you. It's mm-hmm. part of you, and it's also a way to reach information from outside of you.
So interesting. Yes, it does. You know, years ago, I was engaged to this gentleman, and the relationship was challenging. And he said we either had to get married or we had to break up. And I didn't like either of those options at the time. And he was very successful. He was very well known. He was an actor. And I asked this question, and I said, God, why can't I just marry him and be happy? And I heard a response, if you marry him, you'll miss the man I've sanctified for you. I've never heard anything like this before in my life. But I feel partially that the reason it came in so clear was because I asked such a clear, direct question. Mm-hmm. And I feel maybe that was me opening more fully to inner wisdom or intuition. And, you know, I ended up surrendering the relationship. He met somebody else and, you know, took off another direction in my life. And after that, I would date guys and say, is this the one you've sanctified for me? And it was for now. For now, it was a little elusive, but I felt it was important to get what I needed to get as I continued on my journey. And when I met the man I'm currently married to, I did. I turned inward and said, is this the man that has been sanctified for me? And it was yes. Wow. It was so clear. I was like, but he lives in Idaho and I don't want to leave California. But I'm so glad I listened. I'm so glad I cultivated that relationship with my intuition or that something greater, because today my life is so incredible and so magical. And I think if I would have continued to rely on my own understanding, I wouldn't have opened the space for this kind of relationship with the universe and this man to happen.
And give yourself permission to say, hey, I don't have to make the decision all on my own. Mm-hmm. That, you know, that I am working with the wisdom and the forces around me to help support my life. And then being open to, I think, the answer that you got. And what I love about your initial question, when you were going through so much angst over being with this guy who gave you the ultimatum, why can't I? You asked why, not, you know, should I marry him or not? Because that's kind of like a very pointed yes or no question. It was why. Mm-hmm. And when you ask why, it opens you up. And when you open up your mind to an answer, then, you know, it's a little easier to hear your intuition. So yeah, that was very interesting.
It was so powerful, so clear that I've continued to ask those questions. And I do feel like what you're saying is so helpful and so powerful, asking open-ended questions. I think it helps us get to know ourselves better. I think it helps us to get to know other people better. I think it can support us in opening to that relationship, that relatedness to the universe.
Yes. And I teach that if you want to quiet your thinking mind so that your intuition can answer and hear it, is you have to ask an open-ended question, because your intuition will actually respond faster than your thinking mind when you ask an open-ended question.
That's so interesting. You're right.
Which is often because your intuition knows and it has the answer. Your thinking mind has to figure it out. So when it's going, oh, why shouldn't she, you know, why? Well, let's see. It could be because he's, he doesn't like, you know, he leaves the seat up or, you know,
there was no grappling. There was no searching it.
It just comes.
Yeah.
And that's how intuition is. Is the key to intuition and knowing that it's there, it's speaking to you, is knowing the characteristics of intuition. And one of the characteristics is that it's short, it's to the point, and it's quick.
Yes.
You know, and it's you know, because you're going to miss the guy who was meant for you. The one I've sanctified for you.
I've never used that word before in my life. And I thought I knew what it meant, but I had to go look it up. And
even better.
To be blessed by God. I was like, what?
Wow.
There's awesome. A man that's been blessed by God. And I think that's probably true for a lot of us. But we rely on our understanding, or we make T-charts, pros and cons, and we think we have to figure this out, or it seems like a good idea, but that's not necessarily the best way to roll with, especially the big decisions of our lives.
The big ones. And, you know, we get our emotions get in the way. And if you're able to, you know, work with your intuition to trigger it to give you some answers, and know that it's talking to you, know those characteristics, and practice using it so that you go, oh yeah, I know that voice. I recognize that's my intuition talking.
That's my friend. It can,
yeah, that's the way she talks, you know. And then it can be so, so powerful for you. And I think really what helps a lot of people is, as we were saying, you don't have to walk through life alone. You don't have to walk with the whole world on your shoulders and that, oh, I have to make the right decision and I have to make sure I'm doing it properly. Did I dot my I's and cross my T's and go through every single scenario? You don't have to do that.
It's a lot of pressure.
It's too much pressure.
Very stressful. It creates a lot of anxiety. Yeah. So, something that's coming to mind is that question that Einstein asked, do you believe the universe is a safe and loving place or not? And so many of us have examples in our lives that make us believe that that life isn't on our side, that we're not loved. But that's not the truth. That's not the truth. Is it, Lisa?
No, it's not the truth at all. You know, and I think, you know what, the reason for that is because we were given the freedom to choose.
Yes.
Free will.
Yes.
And so that kind of makes you, you know, hangs you out there.
It can. So, it's a double-edged sword for sure.
It is. And who wouldn't want it? You want to choose, you know, I like this over that. But at the same time, there is burden in that. And then it's like, oh, suppose I choose the wrong thing, and the wrong thing could be really, you know, bad and scary. So then we feel, okay, there's nothing on our side but ourselves. But I like to believe, and I found that when you have that faith in something greater than you, things that are supporting you outside of you, and you tap into it with your intuition, you always get a better supported answer. And then surprising things happen. Really cool stuff. Cool things happen.
Magical.
Life
becomes more magical. I'm constantly astonished by the magic and majesty of my life now. I'm just so grateful that I chose to open up to this relationship with my intuition. It ushered me in a very different direction than my ego and my thinking mind was taking me. That didn't go so well, but, you know, I'm glad I experienced it so that I have that contrast so that I can really see how this works.
That's great that you've had that experience, and that, you know, the more experience you have of the positive things happening when the intuition works and you get the answers, then and the answers lead you to something better and delightful and exciting, then you have more faith. Mm-hmm. You have more trust.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Yeah.
We can start to trust the process of life. We know we're safe. We know we're supported. It really has supported me in deepening in my faith. And I really think my relationship with God and I think everything we want really comes from that.
Mm-hmm. Well, and what I tell people to do so you can get to that place where you have that trust and is to in your intuition is you have to practice and you have to start on small things.
Yes.
And that's one of the big myths or misconceptions or there that people have is that, okay, well, I learned the technique or I've done it in it once and now I'm going to go out and use it on my big questions in life because that's what I need it for. But that becomes a little too scary. So you have to build it. So you've got to use your intuition all the time. You know, what's the best restaurant for me to go to? Which is the best way to work? And where is this person going to, this slow person who's driving in front of me is making me crazy. When are they going to leave? And as you start to find your intuition, as you practice, and it's getting better and better, and you're getting more and more things correct, you're getting because you're hearing her more correctly, then you can start using it on the bigger things. And then, and you build that faith that, oh, I am communicating, I am getting the information, and your belief and your trust grows.
That's so interesting. It's such great advice, such wonderful wisdom and wonderful tools. So, Lisa, where can people find you? And do you do readings?
I don't do readings anymore, but I want to empower people to be able to do this themselves. Look, if I couldn't do it to the point where I really was not, I didn't think I was intuitive at all. And I created this, I studied it, like I studied science and engineering, got to the point where I was able to figure out the best techniques. I put together a technique to make it happen and work for me. I can help other people do it for themselves because I can't always be there with you. Yes. And then when you start getting it, it's so exciting when you get it yourself, because then every aspect of your life is from finding, the best shoe store in town that you never knew was there, or maybe the website now, to making those big life decisions. And, you know, what job should I take? And is this the right mate for me, and changing your life that way. That's what I want for everybody. So if you want to learn for yourself, you can go to my website. And the best way to do that is through the book web URL, which is intuitionondemandbook.com. And that goes right to how you can buy the book, and you can find out all about me. And I got a lot of freebie stuff out there too. So tips on intuition, sign up for my newsletter and you'll get those tips as well.
So awesome. Well, we have just a few minutes left here, Lisa. And the other area that we talked a little bit about as being often challenging, which I like to say opportunities, is the arena of career and money. How can we use our intuition, or do you have some tools to help us tap into accessing that wisdom around that area of our lives that can be so challenging?
Well, you know what, I guess one of the tools that I have are often based on, as we're dealing with the world, you know, we have to deal with people, and people help us. It's not like, well, do I take that job? It's like, all right, now once you take the job, now how am I going to do my job well? I have to work with other people. So there are tools in the book where you can develop your ability to sense people, understand what they're thinking, what is the best way to deal with them, and so on. So there are tools to use that. And as far as bringing more into your life, I think knowing that intuition is going to bring you down a path step by step. It's guidance. It's not going to say, oh, you know, if you do these five things, you're going to be a millionaire. It's going to be, go investigate this, go pick up that magazine and start flipping through it. And there's something. And then as you're flipping through it, your intuition is going to go, ooh, look at that. Look at that page. Look at that article.
So true. So it's sort of like, yes, it's sort of like what I see in my mind's eye as you're describing this, and I totally get it. It's like the universe laying breadcrumbs down for us. It's like following the trail.
Yes, yes. And again, you ask the question, you know, what job should I take? You know, what career is best for me? There may be two that you're looking at, and it might point you, Well, I'll give you an example. The way I got into doing connecting with angels was I asked my intuition to ask my angel, what should I do? I want to learn more. They said, well, angels come and go. That was it. And so I took that phrase and I put it into Amazon. And
fun.
I searched on that. And one book came up that was the most amazing book. And I got that. That was the book that started me on my angel journey. It was the perfect book, and I read it, and you know, it led me to learning more. And that's how it works. And that's how I got here.
I love that story. I'm so glad you shared that.
Oh, thank you.
I think it's true. When the teacher's ready, the student appears. When the student's ready, the teacher appears, and it can show up in a lot of different ways, a lot of different forms and fashions. But I do believe. I know what you're saying is true. If we want to open our heart to that relationship with our intuition and that something greater, it's absolutely available to every single one of us.
Yeah, pay attention, listen, and know how your intuition talks to you. And that's that's what I put in the book.
Yeah.
And that's what I have. Yeah, how to ask a question, how to hear the answer, how is it going to come to you, and how to practice. It's all there.
It's all there. It is. It's such a great book. Such wonderful wisdom. Again, so comprehensive, just nice bite-sized pieces that you can assimilate and then take the next bite and then the next bite. So just such a gift. You are a gift. Your book is a gift.
Thank you.
Really love your energy, and I appreciate your heart and your wisdom and your soul. I think you're just exquisite.
Oh, thank you. You too. And I love your show and everything that you're bringing to the people who are listening. It's just what a gift.
It's my joy. It's my pleasure. And I know you know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
It's so true. It's like when we live our best lives, then we can empower others to do that as well. And that's what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. And that's what you're doing. I think that's what we're all trying to do.
Yes.
Love
hopefully,
it.
Hopefully we'll reach a lot of people and make it the world a better place.
Yeah. Dance in our own light and support others in dancing in their light and connecting with that something greater. That's heaven on earth.
It is.
It is. So to my listeners, thank you for hanging out with us. You are my joy. I am so honored to be doing this energetic dance with you and so happy you're part of my life. Be in touch with me. I want to hear from you. This is all about connection and relationships. TammyBPhD.com, TammyBPhD.com. Be in touch. God bless you. You're in my heart and prayers. Onward and upward. Bye for now.